Holy Spirit, we just thank you for your presence in this place. Jesus, we're choosing to magnify you today. We behold you. We actually behold your glory. Abba, we thank you for your Shekinah glory. We thank you that we can just rest and learn to trust you in a way we've never trusted you before. Help us to relax in your presence. You're a good, good Father. Yes, you are. And we believe in you. We believe your word. We believe it's the truth. We choose to say yes to you, Lord, because you have said yes to us. You chose us way before we were even on this earth. And we say thank you. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for expressing your love through Jesus Christ hanging on the cross. Thank you for the big I love you. Lord, what do you want to say about rest? It's peaceful, isn't it? I truly do care about you. And I'm giving you hope. Hope that you can stay in this position of rest. Don't you think I know what rest really is? It's my idea in the first place. I'm not into chaos. That's not part of my DNA at all. I'm into shalomness. So rest and relax in my shalom presence right now. Experience my peace like a warm blanket wrapping around you right now. It's okay, you can let your hair down and just be who you are with me. Because I know who you really are. So let me right now reveal to you who you are and your true identity. Because I want you to see yourself the way I see you. And it's perfect. My opinion of you is perfect. So ask me for it right now. And I'll show you. I'll reveal it to you. I want you to see yourself as whole and complete. Inside of you is perfect. Remember, your spirit is perfect. I want your life to be reflecting Jesus Christ wherever you go. How do you reflect him? Start facing him in the first place. He is the light, is he not? The light of the world. And you get to share that light with others. It's not only a responsibility, but it's an honor and a privilege to do that, isn't it? There are people waiting for you to share the truth in love. They want to see you in a place of rest and peace, and they'll want what you have. But it starts with you getting in that position and staying there. So if you want to know more about what rest is really like, ask me. I do have a peace that passes all understanding that guards and rules your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. You know that, don't you? Think about peace and rest. They go hand in hand. Don't you like resting in my peace? It's so peaceful. It's so calming. It's so relaxing. And you know, in the center of it is my love for you. I've provided this for you freely through the cross. Just be free to be who you are with me, okay? Just be real. Be honest. Be open. Be transparent, because I am with you. I do know what I'm doing, don't I? I am the all-knowing God. Do you know how much I'm enjoying this right now? I want you to see things from my perspective at all times. I've given you my joy. It's the joy of the Lord, and that is your strength. And there is healing taking place right now. You just reach out and grab it, because it's free. I'm no respecter of persons. Christ the healer is present right now. It doesn't matter if it's physical, mental, emotional, relational. Just say thank you. Say thank you. When you say thank you, you know that you've received it. Why else would you say thank you if you didn't have it? Can you imagine yourself resting in my arms right now? Let me reveal that to you. You are in a holy place right now. Do you realize that? You are in my presence. And you are holy as I am holy. Don't be afraid of me. Look at me in my eyes. You will see love. You will see acceptance. You will see approval by me. If you knew that everything would work out, how would you think? What would you believe? What would you say, and how would you act? I know the end from the beginning. Your future is much brighter than your present or your past, by far. Are you still looking in the rearview mirror of your past? Are you looking forward, ahead, to the future I have for you? You've had unctions, inclinations. You have a hint of what your future is supposed to look like. So focus. I've gone ahead of you. I've provided everything for you. There's people there. There's resources there. There's everything there. But you know what? It's here right now in the present as well. So be content. Be thankful. Be grateful. Appreciate what I've already given you. You have enough to take the next step. You know that? You can either rest or be restless. It's your choice. If I were you, I'd choose rest. Am I restless? No. You're an offspring of a God of rest. Makes you a child of that, doesn't it? You do have power and authority and dominion to exercise here on this earth. If there's things that make you restless, so start exercising it. If you know things are not lining up with my word or my will, you have the responsibility to change it. You can change the atmosphere and the environment at any time, speaking forth my word, my truth, and in the name of Jesus. Does not every knee bow at his name? Is his name not above every name that is named? Do you want heaven to invade earth wherever you go? Release it, because it's on the inside of you. You have the anointing to destroy the yoke of the enemy's bondage. You even have that resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead that resides within you. Why do you think I put that in? To release it. To bless others. Bless yourself as well. I know you're enjoying this experience of my rest. Stay focused on it. Start speaking forth rest in your life. You need to hear it. There is power in that word. And you'll find out what that power is. But you must release it.
Let me tell.